Leading the tribute from the school principals at Sunday's funeral service at the Fancy Hat Court was principal of the North Union Secondary School, Sinclair DeSantos. Mr. DeSantos said the students from the school who had died in the accident, Anik Alexander, Jamali and Jamal Edwards, all displayed positive school behavior.
The students who are on the bus can be described as a group with exemplary demeanor. They stand out for the strength of their character and deportment. They drew from their resolve to become outstanding students. They always exemplify a positive school spirit. Getting out of bed at 4 a.m. every morning is not an easy task. They were the first group of students to arrive at school on a daily basis. Sometimes the last to leave. Students, your memory will live on. And I am consoled by the fact that you all lived the life that was necessary. I believe you are in a far better place than this earth. No more sorrow, no more pain. May your dear soul rest in peace.
Principal of the North Union Secondary School, Sinclair DeSantos, and Principal of the Georgetown Secondary School, Ronald Clark, urged the parents of the students who had died in the accident to reflect on the joy which their children had brought into their lives.
God give them to us that we can be infected by the joys and laughter they brought into our lives, so that we can fully understand and experience what it means to be truly loved and to love. For us to understand what it means to appreciate someone and to be truly appreciated. Children are not casual guests in our home. They have been loaned to us temporarily for the purpose of loving them. Simonique and Chancesia, still missing. Raquel and the others who died were never ours to keep. God sent them to us for a reason, and I believe that purpose, whatever it is, was accomplished. And He, in His infinite wisdom, called them unto Himself. As parents, God is now saying to you, your task is finished. You have done your part. Let me now take it from here. May their souls rest in peace.
Principal of the Georgetown Secondary School, Ronald Clark. Meanwhile, Principal of the St. Vincent Grammar School, Curtis King, extended condolences to the family of student Glenroy Michael and all the other families affected by the tragedy at Rock Gutter.
Who would have thought that we would have been gathered here to pay tribute to and remember the life of our son, our brother, our cousin, our friend, and our student, Glenroy Michael. We from the St. Vincent Grammar School offer our deepest condolences to his parents and extended family. We hope that Glenroy's parents and family, all the parents and families of those who lost loved ones in that tragic accident, will be comforted by the outpouring of love and messages of support that they have received from the Vincentian and Caribbean people. We, however, take comfort in the knowledge that although short, Glenroy's life was nevertheless pleasant, warm, and filled with memories that we will cherish forever, never to be forgotten. May his soul rest in peace.
Principal of the St. Vincent Grammar School, Curtis King. The five who were buried yesterday were Anik Alexander, Raquel Ashton, Jamal and Jamali Edwards, and Glenroy Michael. The two still missing at sea are Simonique Ballantyne and Chanstacia Stay. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.